Hello, fellow boomers. You find me putting clothes in the tumble dryer.
And I thought I would have a chat with you as I do that.
About my views on the changes. I don't think anything I say is going to make any difference whatsoever. So really, this is just a sharing of my opinion with those of you who are still around to listen at this point. So I've been paying for a Plus account for a very long time. And for me that was worthwhile because I could post things for as long as I wanted them to be. Occasionally they were quite long. On average, they'd be sort of 20 minutes, half an hour, I think. But there were quite a few that were shorter as well, like short clips of bird song and things like that. But I had the option, and sometimes I'd post things and they'd be sort of 12 minutes, 15, you know. And I still wouldn't have to cut them short, which was really nice. But I do have my Fiona Dunn Sings account as well, and I used to post things on there. And they always did have to be 10 minutes because I decided I wasn't going to pay twice over for a Plus account. But I was happy to pay per month something for one Plus account. And to me that was reasonable because I could post as many things as I wanted to. And that was important. So I could post a few days in a row, and then nothing for 2 months. I'm not sure that I'm going to bother with this new system of Audio Boom because I've used it a lot less anyway recently because it really used to be a lovely community. There were so many people. I met an ex-boyfriend through Audio Boom. I made friends through Audio Boom, some of whom I met and some of whom I didn't, but still counted them as friends. But they've made the app more and more of a pain as time has gone on. Plus they've taken away the messaging facility, the private messaging. And they added the facility to add comments, and then they took it away again. So you could still do it, and I think you still can, but it has to be via the website, so it was a big hassle to do. And there was never a way to reply to somebody's audio with sort of a reply post. It always had to be a new post, and then you just have to put at whoever it was. So if you were replying to me, it would be at Fee Dunn, and then I'd see it on Twitter. But it was quite clunky. But I have used Audio Boom far, far less in the last couple of years than I used to, because I used to chart all sorts of my life events on it. And then as time went on, you know, there just wasn't really much of a community on here left anymore because a lot of people had got fed up, and I had too. I totally understood why they had. And also the app, I mean, I just opened it now and it takes ages to start up. And sometimes it'll start up and sometimes it just won't. So I'm going to play with Anchor and see what I can do. I've had a look at it. It looks terribly complicated, but perhaps it's just because it's new and I don't know how it works yet. But the thing that's a deal breaker for me about the current new terms isn't that I'd have to pay. Because I'm happy to pay for
a worthwhile and good service. It's the limiting posts and the fact that Audioboom aren't being transparent about what they would charge if you want to do more than, is it 4 posts a month? 5 posts? I think it's 5, isn't it? 5 posts a month. They're not saying if you do 5 posts a month, it's $10, I think. And if you do 10 posts a month, if you want to do 10 posts a month, then it will be $15. Or if you want to do 20 posts a month, then it's $20. Or this is just made up because there aren't any other prices. It's only if you want to do 5 posts a month, then it's going to be $10. Or we'll put you on a bespoke plan. Well, that could be mean anything. That could be $100 a month they're going to start asking. You don't know. It's not transparent. So I'm going to say no to that. I'm going to say I was happy to pay when it was up to me how much and when I posted. But now it won't be anymore. And also some people were talking about doing long posts and saying, you know, I could record a bit each day. And if that works for you, that's fantastic. And I wish I could say that would work for me, but I know it wouldn't. Because I want to post things when they're fresh. For example, if I had a question for people or an opinion on something that's just happened in the news or something. I don't want to wait all week to post my entire week's audio. And also, a lot of people have said to me, certainly sighted people, that, mainly sighted people anyway, that they wouldn't listen if the post was beyond a certain length. So if they knew it was only a couple of minutes long, they'd probably listen. But if they saw that it was half an hour or more than that, unless it was something that really, really interested them, they wouldn't listen because it's just too long and too much. And if I wanted to share, for example, how beautiful a blackbird song was on a lovely morning, and then I want to do a talky post about something completely different, like something that happened today or whatever, then those two different things, they just don't belong in one post. There's going to be a sound now because I'm going to tip the water from the bottom of my tumble dryer down the sink so that it's not full when I turn it on now with the clothes in. So that's my take on it, and that's why I probably won't. I haven't decided for definite, but that's why I probably won't continue with Audioboom. I've got. I was listening to Omani blog talking about Audioboom and Anchor, and that he hadn't decided yet whether to stick with Audioboom for a while, but that it wasn't a rush because he'd got till the end of the month. Well, it's kind of the beginning of the next month, really, but to decide. So I'm going to have a play with Anchor. I've got an account on there. I haven't posted anything yet. Still trying to work out how to do it, how it all works, and what all these other options mean that I've never had before, and I don't really know what to do with them, and I don't know how you make a podcast on there. So if somebody wants to... it always helps if you turn the tumble dryer on, doesn't it? So if somebody wants to do a post on here or on Anchor or somewhere and explain to people, well, anything about Anchor, really. I've installed it. I've made an account. Now what do I do? Is the question, really. So that's where I am with all this.
And I want to say a big thank you to everyone who has been part of my audio boom experience over the years. I don't know how many people will hear this, but I hope some of you do. And I want to let you know that with a lot of you, I've enjoyed hearing, for example, people playing with their children or talking about what's on their mind that day, going on days out with family or friends, or nights out, parties, all kinds of things, soundscapes. So varied and beautiful for that. And music, of course. Music people have shared. Either their views on various things, like in Octava, or actually their own compositions. I mean, I've done that myself, but it's been wonderful to hear other people's and to be able to share my music with people and have their lovely comments. And I was going to say I'm going to miss it, but to be honest, I've already been missing it because the community, it's just been destroyed by the way Audio Boom have done things. So take care, everyone. And if you'd like to find me on Anchor, my username is the same, Fee Dunn. And I'm going to sneeze. There you go. Who knew you were going to get a nice big sneeze for free? Yes, take care. I don't know if this is going to be my last post on here or not, but take care all. Thank you for your company over the years. Bye.